Hi, I'm Malcolm.
Hello, everybody. My name is Harris Pick.
Yeah, my name is Miles. I go as Miles from Home.
I'm Justine Tyrell, R&B artist.
And you're listening to Background Noise, the coolest Canadian music podcast.
Thank you so much for tuning in to Background Noise today. I'm Tora, and as always, I'm super stoked for today's episode. I think this one is going to be so much fun. There's going to be a lot of sounds, a lot of new sounds, a lot of interesting sounds. And we're also speaking to the first guest from Montreal, which I didn't realize until I was putting this all together that you're the first Quebec band in four seasons. And I'm so sorry it took me this long to get to Quebec. It's going to be like jazzy, psych rock, kind of Middle Eastern influence. It's going to be really cool. So we're talking with Jose from Callisto. Like I said, just this cool, jazzy, psych rock, Middle Eastern band from Montreal. But you have some really cool twists, and I will let you get to that because I always like to get the show started. I'll just let you tell us a little bit about yourself, your journey with music, kind of your project and the shtick.
Yeah, so thank you again for having me. It's a pleasure. Yeah, so I actually am a classically trained clarinetist. That's my training. I went to school. I have my doctorate. I did a classical training. And but alongside my classical training, I've always been into jazz and klezmer music and Arabic music, Turkish music, all kinds of different influences. I've had opportunities to perform with various different artists. So I've kind of taken a lot of inspiration from many, many sources. When I moved to Montreal about, I think it's like 5 years ago, I actually lived in London, Ontario before that. So yeah, woo, Ontario. I wanted to start my own project. And I was at the time really into jazz. Manouche, like trio, jazz manouche, guitar, clarinet, bass, acoustic. So I started with that formation back in 2020. It's changed a lot since then. I don't know if I'm getting ahead of myself. Maybe I'm talking too early about the band at this point. Maybe I'm getting a bit off track, but it kind of ties into myself, my journey as a clarinetist and as a composer too, because I compose for the band. And I guess it also has to do with my inspiration for the sounds that has kind of evolved with the band over time. After COVID, it was kind of devastating. So I got back into doing the trio jazz manouche, and then I started getting more into klezmer music, and I've been involved in the klezmer community here in Montreal, which is a really great community. I've been at Klez Canada, which is actually international festival for klezmer music and Yiddish culture. So I met a lot of amazing musicians there, and it sort of like snowballed, and I got more influences, and I tried more things and connections with other musicians. So it's really helped boost my entire artistic vision. And of course, I adore rock and roll and metal, and I have a lot of inspiration in Black Sabbath. And Alton Gunn is also, it's a little bit more niche, but I don't know if you've heard of them. They also, it's psychedelic Turkish rock. Anyways, I just love that energy, and I just wanted to create this fusion of, you know, classical, more traditional influences of jazz and klezmer music and folk music, Eastern European folk music, with modern influences, rock and metal and psychedelia and all that kind of great stuff. So yeah, it really helped me focus the vision once I incorporated my wonderful musicians, electric guitar, electric bass, drums, and of course the cello has also been a very important part of the sound of Callisto. I've had cello for quite a long time. Yeah, and I think it's just become a real unique sound just from this mixture of instruments. Yeah, I don't know if there's maybe another question. I don't know.
I will have lots of questions, but I love that. First off, I do also love Alton Gunn. They are so good. And we had an artist back on season one, I do believe. Her name is Nilu, and she introduced us to Alton Gunn. And I was like, this has to be one of the greatest things I've ever heard in my entire life. I absolutely love them, but they're amazing. But I hear that influence in your music quite a bit as well, too. Like, it's the kind of tunes that you don't even need words for you to, like, get moving in the songs. Like, even when I was playing them before the show here, both me and my partner, we were just dancing in the living room. Like, this is the type of tunes that just, like, get you moving, you know? You have an album that, I mean, at the time of this recording is about to come out, but when this episode finally comes out, the album's gonna be out, and it is, I got to listen to it before the show, before it all dropped. It is so much fun. Why don't you tell me first just a little bit about your new album?
Yeah, thank you so much. Really kind words. Yeah, so the album, it's really big moment for the band, just in terms of, like, it's our very first official musical creation that, like, that marks our new sound. Because everything before that, it was a bit transitional. There was a lot of different musicians that came and went, and we've tried different things. But this is, like, a real first step in the direction that I envision the band to sound like. And, you know, we worked super hard on it. It sounds super good. It's a professional quality studio recording, which is also, like, another kind of first art. We have an album before this. It was a live recording from one of our last shows. But this, I feel like this album really helps to, first of all, it shows the best quality of all the compositions that that are on the album. All the compositions are my own, with the exception of Gaia, which is an arrangement, but it's an original arrangement, which I can talk a little bit later if you have questions about that particular piece. So, and also the album sonically and also visually, like, it's just a really, it's like we put our stamp on, like, this is who we want to be, and this is, like, the beginning of our real path as a up and coming band, which is I'm super proud and super happy that we actually have, you know, like, the physical thing, which is also kind of nice. Many great things are happening around that. I had a great team. Our artist did a wonderful job on the cover. She does all of our visuals. She's a local Montreal artist. Her name is Alexia Borum. Really great work. Super happy, and I love to source local talent because there's a lot out there. Especially Montreal. Yeah, and so also the title of the album, which is Yiddish word chevre, it means, like, a group of friends. So that also is really special to me because, you know, my band were great friends. Also, like, for our album launch, our friends are coming to celebrate. And it's just, I love this, like, close, familial vibe. Like, just, we're there to enjoy, we're there to have a good time together, like a group of friends. So that was the inspiration. So
yeah, I absolutely love that. And I'm glad you touched upon the album cover as well, too, because that was something I was going to ask about. I love the album cover. It is beautiful. And as soon as I saw it on your Bandcamp and it is available for digital pre-order, I was like, ooh, I hope they put this out on vinyl. Just because I love the cover.
We have CDs, but yeah, vinyl one day.
Hey, noted. I will live with a CD. I do actually want to chat about the song that you already mentioned a little bit, Gaia. Why don't you tell me a little bit about it, and then we'll play it right away here.
This one, I took an original Hasidic melody, which comes from a collection called Mitzvah Tants. And Mitzvah Tants, they're a group of traditional Nigunim melodies in traditional Jewish culture to celebrate the bride on her wedding day. So people will sing these, like, wordless songs, or sometimes they have words, but wordless songs most of the time in honor of the bride. So this is, like, in a nutshell. And there's so many great melodies. So I chose one of the melodies, which was originally called Boire Olam, which means creator of the world. So I titled the song Gaia in reference to, like, the earth goddess, which I like to put, like, a feminine twist on it. That's a little bit of the backstory. In terms of, like, the compositional influences, I really love, I think at the time I was, like, really into, well, I do love Portishead. I don't know if you know this band, great band, trip hop. And for some reason, I just wanted to, like, channel the vibe of Portishead and then, like, a little bit of kind of doom, sort of stoner metal, psychedelic kind of thing. So it's a real mix from, like, this traditional Hasidic melody. And of course, with my guitarist and my bassist, they have some amazing effects. They do all kinds of crazy stuff. I can add them to really trip it up. Yeah, and so there, if you listen to the whole tune, it starts off with quite a trippy, slow section with a lot of improvisation. There's, like, three solos, clarinet, cello, guitar. And the second section ramps up to quite a fast-paced 6-8 rhythm, which actually it was inspired by a Persian 6-8 kind of dance rhythm, which is a little bit, like, not quite what you would expect to hear in a 6/8 if you know your time signatures at all. So yeah, it kind of gets this like dancing 6/8 vibe. And yeah, I just had a lot of fun writing the piece and playing on the piece and improvising and super happy. We also have an amazing video clip, which was, I'm blown away. Like I hired a wonderful animation artist from the States. Her name is Kimberly Cranfield. She did an amazing job. So if anybody is curious to watch the video, I really highly recommend it.
Amazing. Well, I can't wait for it to drop. I'm definitely going to be checking that out as soon as it hits your YouTube, because this song, I think it was that 6/8 rhythm that just got us dancing in the living room while I was putting it in before the show here. So we're going to spin it right away here. And then I dare you not to dance to this song. Like, honestly, good luck. This is Gaia off of Callisto's brand new album. Check it out now, the whole thing.
We'll be right back. Noise is brought to you by Easy Noise, Alberta's newest booking service for independent musicians and venues. Check them out on Instagram at EZNOIZE. Get connected and make some noise. Now back to the show.
We are back. Thank you so much for tuning into Background Noise today. I'm Tora, and we're chatting with Jose from this just like amazing amalgamation of sounds and music and genres out of Montreal, Quebec here. There's like some jazz, there's some Middle Eastern fusion, there's some like metal and some psych rock. It's a whole lot of everything, and clarinet, which is very cool. I don't feel like we get to hear that enough in like everyday music. I don't know. I want to chat about that live album that you dropped earlier in 2025 here, because some of the songs are on your new album and then some of them are not. And there's one song I want to chat about that I can't find on any of your other albums or EPs. It's only on this live one, and it is very cool, but we'll chat about that in a couple minutes. But first, tell me about Oh No Callisto.
Right. So yeah, Oh No Callisto is kind of like our namesake, I guess. it's a real old one, actually. I composed that quite a while ago. So it's been through the rounds of, you know, many different interpretations. Like, there wasn't a whole lot of like profound, you know, inspiration behind, like, I just wanted to sound, you know, rock and roll. And the first rhythm of the song sounds kind of like you're saying Oh No Callisto. Because, you know, it sounds like da 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 da. Oh No Callisto. Yeah, anyways. it's a little nerdy, but it's the version that like the way we interpret it now with the electric guitar, the electric bass, and the drums. It works so well. And yeah, we decided to keep it on the album, actually, because it's a real banger. People love to dance to this tune. It hits pretty good at the shows.
I could only imagine. Now, speaking of shows, this is off of your Live in Montreal album. Why don't you just tell me a bit about that show in general? Where was it? What was the vibe? How did it go?
Oh, yeah. So the live album was taken from a show we performed at a place called Club Balatou, which is really a longtime venue in Montreal. They are responsible for hosting and putting on the Festival de Nuit d'Afrique. It's actually one of the big world music festivals in Montreal. It's like kind of like the top three. You have like the Montreal Jazz, and you have like Francophonie, and then you have Nuit d'Afrique, which is like an enormous festival. So their like headquarters is Club Balatou. They also put on like a band competition for like local bands. So actually Callisto had participated in two of these competitions, which actually gave us the opportunity to make a connection with Club Balatou, and like they've called us back to perform a few times. Yeah, so it's a great place. It's particular. Like if you go into the place, there's like mirrors everywhere. I think it used to be like an old strip bar, but now it's like a venue for performing. But yeah, it's a cool vibe for sure.
That is awesome. And also one of the other songs I want to talk about that's off of that Live in Montreal album, I couldn't find on any of the other albums or previous releases that you have. And it is such a fun tune, is Chameleon. Why don't you tell me a bit about that song?
Yeah, Chameleon. Yeah, at that time, that one's kind of a newer tune. Yeah, at the time of the live recording, it was like sort of like fresh. Yeah, that one's a really good one. For any of those music nerds out there, the tune is written in 11/8 time, which is like not so easy to dance to. But it sets a really cool vibe. And that one, I really took inspiration from like Queens of the Stone Age. There's just like some weird kind of rhythmically strange sections that you wouldn't expect. Yeah, and I love channeling Queens of the Stone Age in that one. It was also really inspired by, there's a Turkish, kind of like Turkish rock metal band called Replikas. It's a little bit lesser known, but very cool. You should check it out. They're more like kind of like, I would say like stoner metal, kind of like that sort of slower chill vibe. Really great. Cool band. I was like listening to them one day. I was like, oh, this is so cool. Like, what if, I want to try to make something kind of like that, but like in a weird time. So that's how Chameleon sort of came to be.
I love that. And I love how you're able to pull so many different sounds from so much different inspiration, like all the way from Alton Goon to Queens of the Stone Age. And like, that is so much fun. We're going to spin both those songs off of, and we're going to spin the live ones too, off of Live in Montreal. We're going to do the Oh No Callisto and then Chameleon. And then when we come back, I want to chat about another one of the songs off of your new album.
Thank you.
Noise is brought to you by Easy Noise, Alberta's newest booking service for independent musicians and venues. Check them out on Instagram at EZNOIZE. Get connected and make some noise. Now back to the show.
We are back. Thank you so much for tuning into Background Noise today. I'm your host, Tora, and we are chatting with Joseph from Callisto, this just super cool, jazzy, psych rock, I'm going to say world influence sounds, because I feel like you get so much influence from everywhere and you can hear it in your songs and it sounds so cool. I want to bring it back to your new album that would have just dropped when this episode's out here, and one of the other songs that, honestly, this one's gonna go in probably like all of my favorite playlists. It's such a vibe. It's so much fun. Anatolian Sun. Why don't you tell me about that song?
I also really love this tune. It's also one of my favorites. Yeah, so this tune, also for those music nerds out there, it's in 7/8. We love our odd meters. Yeah, I when I was like kind of conceptualizing the tune, like how I wanted to like plan it, I really wanted some like a really fat, funky beat, like, and my bassist, he's great, he's so great, he does a great job at, you know, like having that like really fat bass line, he really knows how to lay it down. Yeah, and it's just so fun to improvise on, just a sort of like more funk odd meter 70 kind of Anatolian rock. I kind of stole the title. Super cool vibe. If you listen to the tune, there's a really great bass solo, which features my bassist. A real good moment for him. A little, even kind of like Muse vibes. Again, pulling some great inspiration. Yeah, and then it just like pops off to a fast 7/8 at the end, and a little bit of like a cliffhanger ending.
I love that. It's so much fun. And as I said before, I love how now, like, I feel like every song has just a different genre of inspiration, yet they all still sound so cohesive. Like, when you listen to the album as a whole, it still sounds very cohesive, and that's amazing. We are going to spin Anatolian Sun right away here, and then when we come back, I actually want to talk about some of the songs from a couple other projects from some of your other band members. We're going to mix up the tunes a little bit here.
Thank you.
Background Noise is brought to you by Easy Noise, Alberta's newest booking service for independent musicians and venues. Check them out on Instagram at EZNOIZE. Get connected and make some noise. Now back to the show.
We are back. Thank you so much for tuning into Background Noise today. We're chatting with Jose from Callisto, just this amazing jazz fusion psych rock band. And after hearing these songs from the side projects of your other members, I can really see now where you get all of this influence from and how you get such a cool, unique, funky sound, because the songs that we're going to play in a couple minutes here, they sound nothing like Callisto songs, which is really cool, like on their own, so different. But then when you get everybody together in a room, you get this cool jazzy psych rock world fusion, and it's so much fun. The first one I want to chat about, this one's very funky. Jabba the Baja from Dijin Proxy or Decoy Proxy, depending on where you're trying to look it up or where you're trying to find it, because I think he just did a name change there.
Yeah, I mean, unfortunately, like Patrick, my bassist, he's not here to explain it. He could probably explain much better than me. But I did go, I went to see one of their shows recently. It was incredible. And I mean, it's just the two guys, him and his friend, Richard, and his friend is a drummer, amazing. Just incredible drummer, super strong, really tight. They've been friends, like, I think since high school. I don't know. I think even before that. They're actually from New Brunswick. So, yeah. But yeah, the vibe is so, like, electric. There's, like, crazy lights, and it's a good time. It's a really good time. I wish I had more to say. I can't really speak much about it on behalf of Patrick, but yeah, definitely check them out. Not to be missed.
Yes. And like I said, we're going to check out Jabba the Baja in just a minute here. And I think the album was called Birds in Cyberspace. And that's why I picked this song, because I'm a big bird nerd. And I saw that he had an album with bird in the title. And I was like, oh, we're going to pick a song from here. But the next one we're going to play, totally opposite vibe. Totally polar opposite vibe of your bass player's project here. Antoine. And he's your guitar player, right? Perfect. Yeah. So we're going to spin one of his tunes, and I think it's pronounced Vives? Vives? It's a song that starts with the letter V. There's only one of them. It's really good. But it is more of that, like, that bluesy jazz kind of sound. Why don't you tell me a bit about Antoine?
Yeah, I mean, again, unfortunately, he couldn't make it today. But, I mean, Antoine I've known, actually, for quite a while. Like, it's funny because he was kind of an original member back in the day. Back when Callisto was just like a acoustic kind of like double bass and like guitar, acoustic guitar and that kind of like manouche kind of thing. He joined the band, I think it was like 3 or 4 years ago, something like that. And then things didn't work out. I guess got busy, things happened. And then so I was in the position to looking for a new guitarist, and I was like, you know what, I'm gonna reach out to Antoine again, because, you know, he was great, and maybe he'll have time this time. And it worked out really well. I really love the way he plays. He gives a really special, like, sort of like this surf rock kind of desert rock sort of, really great with the with his pedal effects pedals, with the choice of his effects also. He's an incredible improviser also, and he also is a composer as well. So yeah, he recently, we did a concert with him opening the set of with his like own trio project, and it was beautiful. He did covers, he did his own songs. He also did a Nirvana cover, which was amazing. Yeah, so his influence is also really compatible with the band. And yeah, he also loves klezmer music, and yeah, it's just a good fit. So really happy to have him, and I wish he was here right now. But he'll listen to the episode.
Yes, and we are going to spin both those songs right away here. And then when we come back, I actually want to talk about some of your older tunes. We'll be right back.
Background Noise is brought to you by Easy Noise, Alberta's newest booking service for independent musicians and venues. Check them out on Instagram at EZNOIZE. Get connected and make some noise. Now back to the show.
We are back. Thank you so much for tuning into Background Noise today. I'm your host, Tora, and we're chatting with Jose from Callisto. We just listened to a couple songs from some of her other bandmates. We got Antoine there, and then Decoy Proxy or Dejin Proxy, depending on where trying to search it, but you'll find it. I know you will. And of course, I'll link it all in the bio as well, too, so you can find them really easy. But I want to talk about some of your older songs. I did some digging here, and on Bandcamp, you can find an older album from 2020. Honestly, I love this whole album. This one is kind of more of that like chill jazzy kind of sound, but still really interesting to listen to. Ursa Minor, why don't you tell me a bit about the technical debut album from 2020?
Yeah, that's such an old one. Brings me back. I mean, you could say it's like, it's a totally different band, honestly. Different members, totally different members. Except for, I'm the only one that is the same. And that one was really much more acoustic. Ursa Minor was recorded like in my living room. So awesome. It was real grassroots. I mean, not bad for living room, you know, acoustics and recording. But yeah, no, it was a great time. I was working with a really great bassist, a double bass player, guitarist, also based in Montreal. Since then, we've parted ways. But yeah, it was a good moment. Those tunes are not Most of those tunes are not compositions. They're like covers of like jazz standards or like klezmer standards. I think even like by maybe Duchesne is on there. I can't remember. It's been a while since I listened to it. It kind of shows a real evolution, like, of like the origins of the band.
And honestly, that's why I like digging to try to find the oldest song or album that I can, because I think it's always so much fun to listen to your evolution of sound. Like, it sounds both completely different, but still really similar at the same time, which I think is really cool. I want to spin specifically Bulgar from Odessa off of that album. Why don't you tell me a bit about that song?
Great song. It's a klezmer standard. So Bulgar from Odessa is in the standard repertoire, folk repertoire of klezmer music. We kind of did our like, own little twist with it. I would like to say we rockified it. And we still play this tune, but, you know, like, only if people ask for it at the end of a concert. But it's a real banger, yeah. We loved busting out that tune, you know, at the very end when people were like, going crazy, asking for more. But yeah, no, that's a good one. It's funny because it kind of like endured the test of time, because we still play it and like, it's still like pretty much the form that we arranged it in, and it always works super well. Everybody always loves this tune. Like, the only, like, if people leave the concert, they're, like, they're always talking about this tune, which is like not even original composition, but, you know, still, it's a great tune.
I mean, it is a good tune. There's no denying that. And another really good tune I want to chat about as well. Anybody who's listened to the episodes before, I know I am a sucker for long songs. And I mean, we do have quite a bit of long songs already on this episode, and I'm here for it. I love that. And I think that's something I really like about just your sounds in general as well. But Tigris, which is also 2024 EP, but there's some other songs on there as well. But it's a good 6 minute song. So why don't you tell me about that song?
Yeah, Tigris is also quite an old composition. That's an original composition. Tigris was like, I had a lot of inspiration from Arabic music and Middle Eastern music, because I actually worked with an oud player in London, Ontario, when I lived in London. I performed with a group called Light of East Ensemble, which I believe they're still a group. They're still performing. They do more traditional Ottoman Empire, Sephardic, and Middle Eastern Arabic and Greek music also. So I kind of had that sort of soundscape in my head at the time, and I wanted to write a tune that sort of like, you know, paid homage to this to this influence, this part of my life. And I also thought of like naming it, because the melody is pretty like winding, so I thought of like the Tigris River. So I just thought of this like image of the river when I was writing the melody. And also, I, in all of my compositions, if you notice a theme, I love like slow and then surprise fast. So the second part is like a fast, you know, 7/8, again, odd meter, which is kind of like a surprise. That one I was pretty proud of. Yeah, and the beginning also touches a lot on like my classical background. So it's kind of like this counterpoint between the cello and the clarinet. This really like soft and like pensive beginning. Yeah, so that's all I'm gonna say about that.
Awesome. Well, we are going to spin that right away here. We're going to spin Bulgar from Odessa and then Tigris. And then when we come back, unfortunately, we do have to wind down the show a little bit. It was bound to happen. But there is one more song I want to chat about before we go.
Noise is brought to you by Easy Noise, Alberta's newest booking service for independent musicians and venues. Check them out on Instagram at EZNOIZE. Get connected and make some noise. Now back to the show.
We are back. Thank you so much for tuning into Background Noise today. I hope you enjoyed this episode, even just half as much as I did. Man, there was so many sounds and it was so fun and so many crazy time signatures and time changes and cool instruments and influences. It was awesome. So before we go and we wrap up the whole show, one more song that I do want to ask about. This one is off of your brand new album. I do believe it's also on that Live in Montreal album. And you can also find it on the 2023 EP Arches, Hora from Montreal. Why don't you tell me about that song?
Yes, this one, also quite an old composition, but it's gone through a lot of changes. So yeah, this one, it's kind of a silly tune because, you know, in the beginning we have a lot of like kind of weird, sort of strange noises. It's in 3E, so like ternary form. With my inspiration for that one is from a Yiddish dance, which there's a dance called a jach or hora, which is usually in 3E, but it doesn't sound like a waltz. It's not the same kind of feeling as a waltz. It's more of like in 2, like a dum. Dumb, jump, 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 jump. So you don't really hear the second beat. And so it's a very common dance in Yiddish folk dance. So I wanted to write a piece that sort of like drew on this influence. But I wanted to also like pay homage to one of our favorite bars that we play at often. It's called Quai des Brumes in Montreal. Amazing bar. It's been around since the 40s. It's a really legendary place. But, you know, it's a bar. And, like, this whole, the area where it is, it's, like, right on Saint-Denis, Montréal. So it's, like, there's a lot of bars there. There's a lot of life. It's a plateau. You got all kinds of types. And, you know, people have had more than a few drinks. And, you know, there's, like, silly drunkenness. And, yeah, it's a good time. So you kind of hear that, like, this sort of, like, drunkenness in the tune. And then it also, another surprise, fast section in that second half of the tune, which has evolved into a disco. So that one I really love. On our new album, it sounds so good. And it hits so hard, and I love it. And it's such a great time. Yeah, so it's usually the last tune on our set, because it's a great party tune. That's really it.
Well, I'm glad that we're ending the show with that. That was unplanned, and I always love when that happens. All right, before we spin, Hurrah from Montreal. I mean, you just dropped that album. It's brand spanking new. And with that, I'm sure there's lots of things happening around that album. So what should we really be keeping an eye and an ear out on you from?
I mean, we have a show, or we would have had a show, October 22nd, which is the show for the album launch in Montreal. We also have shows coming up. We have another show in November with a couple other bands. Also in Montreal, we have another album recording planned, so stay tuned for that, because it's gonna be good. We got another one that should be coming at, like, you know, the timeline of in the spring 2026 will be some great news. We are going to be coming to Ontario in March. We have a tour, you know, the beginnings of a tour plan. We'll be in Toronto on March 6th at Drum Taberna. So if you guys, Toronto people, if you want to hear Callisto, we'll be there. And yeah, we're lots more great things on the horizon.
Amazing. Well, thank you again, Jose, so much for coming on the show today, telling us all about the songs and sharing your tunes. I really appreciate it.
Thank you. Thank you so much for having me.
This is Hurrah from Montreal from Callisto. Thank you. Well, that's all I got for today, folks. Thanks so much for tuning into Background Noise. I had a blast. And hey, you know what? If you're a Canadian musician as well and you're thinking, I want to be on the show, just click the link in our Instagram bio at Background Noise the Show and we'll try to set something up.